Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Sorry, Chris, just to start with a little bit of housekeeping, can you tell us about Ollie Pope, how he is and what the injury looks like?
Yeah, he's obviously banged his shoulder again. So he will go for a scan on that and obviously we'll assess from there, really. So we'll know more once he's had a scan.
And in terms of the game, obviously, if we look back to the West Indies series, you finished, you wrapped up the series, Stewart got his 500th wicket, everything fell into place really nicely. How important would it be to you as a team to sort of replicate that, get the win and get Jimmy over the line?
No, it'd be fantastic. If we could do that, I mean, more importantly, for the guys to sort of come out tomorrow, put the best foot forward and finish how I think we've played the whole series. You know what I mean? The two series put together. I'm very proud of how they've handled themselves. Being locked up for, what was it, best part of 10 weeks in the bubble. And I think their attitude, their effort during that time has been absolutely fantastic. So, you know what I mean? For me, for us to come out and finish strong tomorrow and obviously to see Jimmy get his 600 test wicket would be fantastic.
As coach, would you take the win and Jimmy finishing with one for?
To be honest, I want to win the game tomorrow. That'd be the first and foremost. I mean, weather permitting, let's go out there and let's give it a good go.
Okay, Tim Wigmore, please.
Hi, Chris. There's always talk of sort of England's ability to take wickets when it's a bit flatter, the conditions are a bit flatter and so on. I wondered how you thought England went about their task today.
Yeah, I thought we were good. We stuck to the plans, the discipline was there. We asked good questions with the ball. And it is, I mean, it'd be good practices for when we get on wickets like this abroad. So, you know, I mean, we'll keep working hard how do we get the ball to get off straight? But it also sort of shows you that the importance of that new ball. Once the hardness goes off it, and we've seen it sort of throughout the test series, it becomes easier to bat. So making an impact with that new ball is important.
And from your perspective, what are the ways to improve in these sorts of conditions for the bowling attack?
Well, just disciplines, again, line and length, stick to his plans. We went through various plans. You know, we used the bouncers. We tried to get it reversing towards the end there, and we got a little bit of tail on there. But again, it's just, you know, I mean, you sticking to the plans, believing in what we're trying to do. And it was great to see sort of Bessie get a good ball as well.
Okay, Jonathan Dean Wilson.
Chris, I think we had four catches go down off Jimmy in the space of 37 balls, 3 in 10 last night, another one from Josh this morning. I just wondered what you made of it, really, or if you can explain that.
Well, I mean, no one means to drop them. Last night was gloomy. There's no doubt about it. It was very gloomy out there. But it's still not an excuse. And today, obviously, Josh has wobbled horribly on him, just it got to him. But, you know, I mean, they work very hard on their fielding. And as you've probably seen every morning, we're out there doing slip catches. Catching off a ramp. So it's not like they're not working on it. So to me, we'll just keep working even harder and trying to put that right.
And was Jimmy sort of philosophical about it or did he get a bit hot under the collar?
I thought he handled himself very well, to be honest. No, he didn't. You know, I mean, I think you've got to accept that no one means to drop a catch and that these things do happen. And as frustrating as they are, you've just got to get on with the next ball and try to create the next opportunity.
Cheers, thanks.
Dean, please.
Hi, Chris. You said that the bowlers kind of stuck to their task quite well out there. I mean, two wickets, maybe at times looked like the ball wasn't really doing a great deal. Do you think that maybe there's a bit of fatigue there? I know you were thinking of bowling guys in 4 out of 6 matches. They're playing... some of them playing their fifth test in such a short space of time. Do you think that has had an impact? And do you feel as though maybe Mark Wood might have been a better solution in this game?
No, I'm happy with the bowling attack we put out there. I think the last test match was a bit of a... they didn't really bowl a lot in the last test match, did they? I think we're all right. I just think that the wicket is... I mean, it's got slow. And there's not a lot of movement out there now. So it's just, we're just going to grind it out.
And I just also wanted your thoughts on Jimmy. I mean, he kind of straddles your career and this era, you know, he would have been on that Australia tour with you back in 2002-03. Can you kind of believe where he's at now and having seen him as a teammate and now as his coach, just how far he's come and how he's still going?
He's an inspiration, isn't he? I mean, 600 test wickets, I mean, wow. You know, I mean, it's to have two of them in there as well. I mean, above 500 and in closing on that 600, to me, it's just, it's an amazing effort. You know what I mean? And it's he's worked so hard to do it as well. You know what I mean? And he's brilliant around the place. He's constantly helping the other bowlers. But yes, it'll be brilliant seeing him get over the line tomorrow.
Could he be a player coach?
Could he be? You have to ask Jimmy, but I think he's busy playing at the moment.
Thank you.
Okay, Ian Bolton, Sky, and then we'll finish with Stefan, BBC.
Hi, Chris. With Jimmy being, you know, one away from 600 now, do you think it plays on the mind of his teammates?
What do you mean, so far as sort of catches and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, do you think it makes them a bit, I don't know, a bit nervous, a bit anxious?
I don't think anybody wants to drop a catch. No, no, I mean, we're all very well aware of where, I mean, what milestone Jimmy's looking at now. But he will get there. He'll get there. You know what I mean? And we'll hopefully see that tomorrow.
What would it mean for English cricket for him to get?
It's superb. See, I mean, to have one of the best in the world sat in your dressing room and playing for your country is just absolutely amazing.
How optimistic are you about getting some play tomorrow? The forecast isn't good, is it?
It keeps changing all the time. I've seen one that says we'll be all right after 12 o'clock. But you know what? We'll wake up in the morning, have a look out the curtains, and we'll see what's out then. If we get the opportunity, we'll go for it.
What will it take to get something from this, to win this?
You know what I mean? A lot of effort. And a good attitude, but as I've said to you previously, you know what I mean, it's we've seen that throughout the period that we've been locked up, and I can't knock either one of those with the boys, and to come out tomorrow and continue in the same vein as we have done, you know what I mean, we'll give themselves the best opportunity of winning this game.
Wish you well.
Thank you.
And last one, Stefan, please.
Hi, Chris. You and Joe have talked about wanting the out-and-out fast bowler in your attack more often than not. Can Jofra Archer be that man, producing those speeds spell after spell, or is it going to have to be more of an understanding that he won't always reach sort of electrifying pace, but he'll still be bowling with extreme skill?
Well, I think we've seen pace from him this time. You know, I mean, we made it very clear sort of in the interviews leading up to this test match that we'd sat down with Jofra and sort of talked through his role in the team. And I think we've seen him do what we've asked him to do this time. I mean, we've seen him hit 90 mile an hour. We've seen him bowl with good skill as well. So, I mean, from my point of view, I've been very pleased with how Jofra has conducted himself, really. You know, I mean, we all know there's a world-class bowler there. And although, I mean, he hasn't got the wickets, he'd want this test match. You know, I mean, it's not for a lack of trying.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.